tell Rough Riders Baseball. 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 4 minutes, tell Rough Riders
hey,
Baseball.
Hey, Mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me once. She's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your
minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
I've been looking for a girl like you. You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm all about at you until I get my way. I won't dance, you won't sing. I just want to love you, but you want to wear my ring. Well, there's nothing I can do.
Let's ride. And now, it's time for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Cedric Granger.
Live from Frisco, Texas, it's time for Game 3 of a six-game set where one team is on a slide while the other is on a win streak. It's the Midland Rockhounds taking on the Frisco Rough Riders. Welcome, everybody, into the Cacique pregame show here at Riders Field. My name is Cedric Granger, and you'll be hearing from Zach Bigley later on in the broadcast. Yesterday's final score was a crazy one as the Riders came back from behind. They were down 3-0 to take down the Midland Rockhounds by a score of 6-4. It was Midland hopping out to an early lead, and then Frisco, their bullpen had themselves a day. They had to cover 8 2/3 innings, and they struck out 13 batters over those 8 2/3 innings. And then Biggers followed that up in the seventh inning when the Rough Riders were down 4-3. He had a bases-clearing double, a three-run double, the second one of the series for Biggers, and that gave Frisco a 6-4 win for their sixth win in their last seven games. For the Rough Riders, they come into this matchup 18-23 in the second half of the year, 56-53 overall, while the Midland Rockhounds, they fell to 17-24 in the second half of the standings, and they are 56-54 overall. But when the Midland Rockhounds win, it's usually because they have Gage Jump on the mound, and he is the starter for the Midland Rockhounds today. He comes in with a 1.81 ERA, and this is going to be his 15th start, 16th overall appearance, 64 2/3 innings of work, 71 strikeouts, and 22 walks for Jump. The number 58 prospect in all of Major League Baseball has a whip under 1, and he's looking to stay dominant against Frisco. Meanwhile, for the Rough Riders, they have David Davalio. He'll be out for his 7th start of the year, an 8th overall appearance, in 31 2/3 innings of work, he struck out 32 to just 12 walks, and batters are batting just 179 against David Davalio, the number 7 prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. So we're just about ready for the next segment of our pregame show. It's the Andrews Distributing pregame interview with catcher Ian Mahler next on the Cacique pregame show.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, and I'm joined by Rough Riders catcher Ian Mahler. And Ian, you've been batting excellently over the last 10 games, over 350 for your average. What have you been seeing at the plate, and how have you been so successful lately?
I think just keeping things simple, trying not to do too much, just being consistent. And, yeah, trying not to do too much, just seeing the ball, taking my base hits, and just trying to put as much bat on the ball as I can right now. So it's been working out.
And Ian, how do you stay even keel, especially when there are some ups and downs that go on? I talked with your hitting coach, Ryan Tuntland, and he talked about there are ups and downs that you guys deal with. So how are you able to work through a slump to be able to get to where you're at right now?
Yeah, my first couple years in the minor leagues, I had a lot of slumps, so I kind of learned then how to get through them. And it's helped me a lot now. And kind of as a catcher, I'm not really able to think about my at-bats so much because I have to go back there and catch and do a lot of things back there. So I think over time, my first couple years in the minor leagues, I've kind of learned just to separate the two, for sure.
Talking right now with catcher Ian Mahler, going back into the comparison, this is your first full year in Double A after spending some time at High A. What are some of the differences that you've seen from a catching perspective of the High A level versus now catching here in Double A?
Yeah, I would say the hitters are a lot better. It's a lot tougher just to call a game, or you have to be like on, like, you have to be, you know, in the right, like, headspace to call a game. And I feel like every pitch is important at this level. And, yeah, the hitters are a lot better. It's a lot harder to call games on these guys. And you really have to be in tune with, like, what's going on in the game and, you know, the pitcher that's on the mound and be able to communicate with them. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. But I would say it is a little tougher to call a game here at the Double A level just because the hitters are a lot better.
Yeah, and talk about getting in tune with the different pitchers. There's a variety of different guys that have called up, and I know you probably met some of them in spring training and work with them. Mm-hmm. But how is it working with a variety of new pitchers? How do you build those relationships?
Yeah, it's been great. All the guys are pretty good. It's pretty easy to talk to the guys. We have meetings every day just going over hitters and talking with the pitchers. I talk with the pitchers all the time, just trying to get in their head of what they like, what they don't like, you know, what works for them. And it's just a lot of communication between, like, coaching staff and players and things of that. And, you know, it shows up in the game. So just communication is key.
And another area in which you get to work with others is not just with working with the pitchers, but you also have a group of different catchers that you get to work with as well. Mm-hmm. Are there any takeaways that you've learned from guys like Tucker Mitchell or some of the other catchers with the Texas Rangers organization?
Yeah, I would say at the beginning of the year we had a catcher here called Cooper Johnson. He was a little older guy, a guy that I respect a lot. And, yeah, he was good just at catching in general, but calling a game. Like having like the leadership, just having being like a leader out there, you know, guys really followed him, guys trusted him back there, and that's kind of the main thing. So I just kind of took away like the leadership and how he prepared to get ready for games. So yeah, Cooper Johnson.
Right now we're talking with catcher Ian Mahler. How would you address, or how would you assess, I should say, your leadership and how that's grown this year, especially when you're younger, you're entering a clubhouse that can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes. So how have you felt yourself grow as a leader throughout this year, Ian?
Yeah, I would say, like I said at the beginning of the year, I was kind of newer, kind of like a little more quiet, just trying to like, you know, get guys respect in the clubhouse and stuff. And you know, as the season goes on, you talk with your guys a lot. You're around them every day. You know, guys, you know, start trusting you a little more. And then, you know, the leadership kind of just grows from there and makes me comfortable to kind of, like, just be a leader. So, yeah, it's definitely grown throughout the year. And that just comes through, like, being around the guys more, us trusting each other. And, I mean, yeah.
This wraps up part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders catcher Ian Mahler. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at the Cacique pregame show for part two of the interview. You're listening to Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to the Cacique pregame show. Game 3 of 6 between Midland and Frisco. The Rockhounds, they're in third place, and they sit at 9 games back in the standings. As for Frisco, they're in second place in the South standings. They sit at 8 games back. Amarillo is way up in front, and each of these teams have some chasing to do. For Midland, they're already clinched in, but they want some momentum. As for the Rough Riders, their last shot to make the playoffs is to try to come back and pass Amarillo. So it's time for the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First for the Midland Rockhounds. To start off the top of the order, it's Clark Elliott, the left fielder, batting first. Brennan Malone, the designated hitter, bats second. And Nate Nankill, the center fielder, bats third. In the middle of the order, it's Tommy White, the first baseman, batting fourth. Jared Dickey bats fifth and is playing right field. And the shortstop, Josh Kuroda-Grauer, bats sixth. And in the bottom of the order, it is Luke Mann, the third baseman. Cole Kahn, the catcher, bats eighth. And then Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman, rounds out the lineup for Midland. So once again for the Rockhounds, it's Elliott, Malone, Nankill, White, Dickey, Kuroda-Grauer, and Mann, Kahn, and Valenzuela for manager Gregorio Petit-Squat. As for the Frisco Rough Riders, their lineup is as follows. Top of the order, it's Cam Cawley at center field, Aaron Zavala at left field, and Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. In the middle of the order, it's Franier Chavez at first base, Luis Mieses at right field, and Kaber Rodriguez batting sixth and at third base. And in the bottom of the order, it's Ian Mahler, the designated hitter, Jax Biggers, the second baseman, batting eighth, and Eli Marrero, the catcher, bats ninth. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Cawley, Zavala, Walcott, Chavez, Mieses, Rodriguez, and Mahler, Biggers, and Marrero, and the Rough Riders are managed by Carlos Cardoza. We're ready to go. First pitch with Voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, is next This was the Cacique Pregame Show.
The Covered Wagons in Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
We're ready for game three on this beautiful Thursday night between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Frisco is really hot right now as they come into this game. Hi, everybody, and welcome up to the broadcast booth. He's Cedric Granger. I'm Zach Bigley. The Riders have won six of their last seven games in three in a row. That includes the first two here in this series. It's been fantastic pitching so far and more offense than we've seen over the last few games for the Riders as well. They look to keep that going today.
That's right, Zach. Frisco showed the ability to grind in yesterday's game. Things weren't always perfect. They trailed early 3-0. Starting pitcher Lopez had to go out in one-third of an inning, and they still continued to grind, continued to chip away, and then Jax Biggers broke through with that bases-clearing double, and then it was followed up with some great closing pitching by the bullpen. 13 strikeouts yesterday for the Rough Riders bullpen.
Yeah, it was fantastic work out of that pen. They're looking for a better start today with David Domelio on the mound, the Venezuelan native. He has been phenomenal for the Rough Riders this season. You see that 1.99 ERA. He faces this lineup for the Midland Rockhounds. It's Clark Elliott up top, then Brennan Malone, the Rider killer, and Nate Nankill batting third. Then Tommy White, Jared Dickey, Joshua Carota-Grauer. In the bottom third, Luke Mann, Cole Kahn, and Saheed Valenzuela. Well, David Domelio, 6'1", 175-pound right-hander. He is, as the new updates have come along in the top 30 Rangers prospect, the number 7 overall prospect in the organization. Signed as an international free agent a couple of years ago out of Venezuela, and he has flown through this system. This season, a 2.07 ERA combined between his time in Hub City and here with the Rough Riders. His last time out, 4 no-hit innings in Arkansas, and over his last two starts combined, he surrendered just one run over 9 2/3 innings. A lot of stats, but now it's time to play. David Domelio
making his first career start against these Midland Rockhounds, the first half champions in the Texas League South on this 91-degree day. With some cloud cover up above now, we'll see the sun poke in and out throughout the contest. And we are ready. Davalio gets us underway, and Elliott pops up the first pitch. Zavala tracking in from left. And we are underway with the first out. Take a look at the umpires for today's game. Dylan Holsey is behind the plate. Our crew chief, Jared Duerson, at first base. And Tyler Hovick is our third base umpire, who was behind the plate yesterday. Brennan Malone steps in, the DH. Malone just 1-for-7. He has walked 3 times in this series. He's actually gone 6 consecutive games with a walk coming into this one. On the ground to third, Caber Rodriguez, a soft toss. 2 quick outs, one in the air, one on the ground for Davalio. A stark difference from what we saw in the first inning in the first 2 games of this series. Very lengthy ball games in the first 2. And even though the Rough Riders' bullpen was fantastic yesterday, having to swallow up 8 2/3 innings, Frisco would love to see some length today for Davalio.
100%. 15 out of the 18 innings in this series have had to been covered by the bullpen. That's a lot of innings to have to eat up. So if Davalio can have a long start, can get some length here, give you at least 4, 4.5, 5 innings, it would be huge.
Through 2 games, the Riders have just 1 pitcher that hasn't thrown out of the bullpen. So Frisco made some roster moves before the game today, got some reinforcements with Florencio Serrano Jr. coming down from AAA, Jackson Kelly coming up from High A, and a few more guys available out of that bullpen now. Nate Nankill fouls it back. It's 1-2. He's 4-for-10 in this series. Nankill, the former Cal State Fullerton product, out in center field defensively. Davalio has thrown 6 pitches. They have all been strikes. He misses that time. Splitter. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nankill. Deep arsenal for Davalio. He'll go 4-seam and 2-seam fastballs. Cutter, curveball, slider, and splitter. Which has been a very good swing and miss pitch. There's the curveball. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Davalio, very demonstrative up on the mound. Always moving and shaking in some way. Very fun pitcher to watch. We have a great pitching matchup today between Davalio, who's the number 7 prospect in the Rangers org. And we'll see Gage jump in the bottom of the first. He's number 3 in the A's org. Rodriguez with another chance. And a 1-2-3 frame for David Davalio. That's a great way to set the tone. We're into the bottom of the first next. Riders will take their at-bats.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about a sound. For only $60 a month, This isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Astound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Astound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Astound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
For the fourth time this season, the Rough Riders face off against Gage Jump, the former UCLA Bruin and LSU Tiger. He has dominated them in three starts, a 1.50 ERA. He faces this lineup. Cam Colley's back in there after a day off yesterday. Then Aaron Zavala and Sebastian Walcott. Brainerd Chavez, Luis Meneses, Cabo Rodriguez, Ian Mahler, Jax Biggers, and Eli Marrero making his Rough Riders debut. Colley attacks the first pitch, and he's behind 0-1. 0-6 this season against Jump. The number three prospect in this athletics organization, Jump is also the 58th best prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB.com. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. We'll see really good life on that fastball. The fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. Curveball, slider, and change as well. Really good command. He hides the ball well. And more than anything, his pitches just jump on you. Colley fouls it away. No pun intended. The tough thing with Jump is against righties, because he's a left-hander, he hides the ball very well, and it almost seems to come out of nowhere. So he has reverse splits actually better against righties than he is against lefties. One ball and two strikes. It'd be such a difficult perspective from a right-handed batter when you can see, when you have this view from behind him, watch how long he drags that ball behind his body when he delivers. Makes 96 like that one look like 100.
Such an explosive movement as well, too. It's very difficult to react quickly.
And there's the first look at the curveball of the day. It's still two balls, two strikes on Cam Colley. We saw a Jump twice earlier this season, making two starts in the same series against the Rough Riders back in May. He threw six shutout innings in his first start and then seven innings his next outing. Colley flies it down the right field line. Dickey, a long run. First baseman White over there. It's the second baseman, Valenzuela, who makes the catch in fair territory. And there's the first out of this bottom of the first inning. That seven-inning start, he allowed two runs and struck out eight against the Riders after starting the season with his high A club in Lansing. He's now on more of a pitch limit. He hasn't gone five innings since July 3rd. He'll probably throw around 50 pitches today. Zavala just fouls it off. 2-7 this season against Jump for Aaron Zavala. So we'll see how long Jump does go, but it looks like we're probably only going to see about 50 pitches from him. He's eclipsed 50 pitches just once in his last six starts. That was a 52-pitch outing his last time out. Oh, and two on Zavala.
In that case for Frisco, if you can stack long at bats and weather the storm early, get Jump out of the game, give you a good opportunity.
One and two now. That's what they were able to do yesterday against Henry Baez, is get a couple of early runs against him. Now, he did exit with an apparent injury, and he was placed on the injured list today. So you hope Henry Baez is all right, and it's not season-ending, but Riders hoping for that early offense again. Still 1-2 on Zavala, who's 2-8 in this series. He had a double yesterday. Jump out of the powerhouse J. Sarah Catholic High School in California. Attended UCLA, but injuries hampered him there. Only made seven appearances for the Bruins. And strike three called. Jump sits down Zavala on the fastball.
take another look at this one. Great command of the fastball, put it right on the edge of the zone. Even the all-time Riders walk leader not able to make a swing on that one.
Sebastian Walcott takes a strike on the curveball. Out to third. And under man's glove. Walcott turning on the Jets. He's heading to second. And in there, and that ball gets away. But it's backed up by Tommy White. So Walcott takes advantage of the error by Luke Mann, and he's at second base.
First of all, this is why you always leg it out. What could have been a routine play goes right through the legs that time of the third baseman. And Walcott kept sprinting and now is in scoring position just by legging it out. It's a good effort. For jump last time as well, he gave up 5 runs in his last appearance against Amarillo, yet only one of them was an earned run, so mistakes defensively have cost the Midland Rockhounds pitchers as of late.
So a 6-game hitting streak for Franier Chavez and an RBI opportunity early on. We talk about taking advantage of mistakes. We haven't seen many defensive mistakes in this series from Midland, but Frisco would certainly like to take advantage early on. Chavez had a single right-handed. Gets away from Cole Kahn. Walcott, a wide turnaround third. He puts on the brakes. So an error and a wild pitch, and the Riders have a runner at third base with 2 outs in the first inning.
Look here. Yeah, looked like it was going to be routine near Kahn's glove, and it bounced out.
Hey, he crossed him up completely. He was expecting a breaking ball, got a fastball right down the middle. So he and Jump not on the same page. That time bouncing in the dirt. So 3 balls, 1 strike to Chavez. Franier 3-for-8 in the series. He had a couple of singles yesterday. During this 6-game hitting streak, all of his hits have been singles. And he grounds it foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Chavez, 10 for 23, a 4.35 average during this 6-game hitting streak. Into right center field, that's down, and the Riders lead. Franier Chavez makes the Rockhounds pay, an RBI single, and Walcott comes in to score.
How great has Chavi been at the plate lately? This time it was a fastball, hits it to where the defense isn't in right center field, and that's the way to be opportunistic if you're Frisco. They've gotten themselves in early deficit, especially yesterday. Today's not the case.
So leading 1-0 in the first inning, and now Luis Mieses. 1 ball and 0 strikes.
It's another unearned run against Gage Jump. Now the 5th unearned run that's been yielded by him in the last 2 games.
There goes Chavez. Throw down to second in time. So Chavez caught stealing to end the first inning, but Frisco does get on the board. They lead 1-0. We're into the top of the second inning. We'll be after this on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGService.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Happy to have you along on this Thursday evening. Riders taking a 1-0 lead into the top of the second inning. David Davalio, a 1-2-3 frame in the first. Tommy White starts it for Midland. 0-1. White 4-for-8 in this series with a double and 3 RBIs. He's been a big part of this Rockhounds offense, a team that has scored exactly 4 runs in the first 2 games of this series. The Riders won 7-4 in game 1 and 6-4 yesterday. Midland in August is averaging exactly 4 runs a game. That's exactly what they've scored the last 2. 2 balls, 1 strike on White. Davalio got 2 ground balls and a flyout in that first inning. Been more of a ground ball pitcher this year. White fouls back the next offering. It's 2-2. If you've seen a David Davalio start this year, you've probably heard us talk about his new pitch, and that's the cutter, which was introduced when he came off the development list for the Rough Riders. He came up, made 1 start in San Antonio, then went on the development list for a week. They helped use that time off to introduce a cutter into his arsenal. Fouled away. That time on the fastball elevated. And Davalio was supposed to only use that cutter a couple of times in his start against Arkansas, and he really fell in love with it. Threw it about 14 times and got 50% swing and miss. Hard on the ground, Chavez makes the play, and he takes it himself. There's the first out, 104 off the bat from Tommy White the opposite way, but Xavi makes it look routine.
Great work by Frisco in that case. Xavi was a little bit shifted inside towards the pull side there of the batter, and that ended up resulting in him being in the right spot, even though it was a hard hit ball. Able to put it away for out number one.
Jared Dickey now. He goes after the first pitch and ropes it foul. Dickey has been on base 4 times in the first 2 games of this series. 2 walks, 2 hits, 3 runs batted in. The cutter for Davalio was introduced as a bridge pitch for him. Off the end of the bat, up the third baseline, tough play. Rodriguez with a bare hand, and he got him. Oh, what a play. Kaver Rodriguez coming in on an unconventional play, squibbed off the end of the bat, and with the bare hand.
That is smooth as all get up there from Rodriguez at third base. Whether you're hitting it to the right side, hitting it to the left side, whether it's fast or it's slow, it seems like Frisco has been able to be up to the task anyway. Another great play defensively for the Riders.
Two outs for Joshua Carota Grauer in this second inning. Missed with the fastball. Two and oh, Garota Grauer has been the shortstop in all three games in this series. Part of an absolute overhaul on offense for this Rockhounds position player core. Almost completely different from what they looked like last time the Riders saw. This one on a line to second, right at Jax Biggers. He pockets it, and the inning is over. Six up, six down for David Davalio. Bottom two next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the game on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ace Miesis begins the bottom of the second inning for the Rough Riders. Happy to have you along on this beautiful night. Riders have won three in a row, six of their last seven, and already up 1-0 on Gage Jump in the Midland Rockhounds tonight. Miesis says hit well against Jump this year. 2-for-6 with a home run this season, and he takes a strike. He is the only left-handed batter to take Jump deep at the AA level this year. Left-hander is just .227 average against him. Flared into center field. Carota Grauer going back. Oh, nice play. Backhanded stab by the shortstop, Carota Grauer. Miesis out number one in the second inning.
A lot of difficulty on that catch there from Carota Grauer. Had to backpedal. Felt like the center fielder maybe had a shot at it, but he might have been just short of it. So it was good diligence by him to go back and make a great snag.
Kevin Rodriguez takes a strike. Rodriguez 0-for-8 this season against Jump. One of the few guys who's faced him in every start he's made against the Rough Riders. Flicks the fastball just inside. Rodriguez with a couple RBIs in this series. A two-run single in the first game of the set. 1-2. Talked about the Rough Riders outscoring the Rockhounds in this series 13-8 in the first two games, but there have been a ton of base runners between the two teams in this series. Rodriguez bounces it up to second base. Valenzuela there, and there are two outs. Through the first two games, the Riders have left 25 men on base. Midland has left 22 men on base. There have been a combined 51 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Just 21 runs combined scored between the two teams. So both games really had recipes for high-scoring offensive affairs, but didn't turn out to be that way. Relatively. It's 1-0 early on here. Ball and a strike to Ian Mahler, who was our Andrews Distributing pregame interview guest with Cedric. Fun to listen to that interview. You can hear part two tomorrow on the Cacique pregame show. Any big takeaways from that interview?
Yeah, Zach. Big thing was the leadership, especially when it's your first year with a new team. At the beginning, Mahler talked a lot about how it was about being quiet, it was about learning and gaining the respect of guys. But as he got more comfortable, he has been able to really grow in his leadership.
He grounds out here for the final out of the second inning, and Gage Jump works a 1-2-3 frame coming back from allowing a run in the first. Top of the third inning next. We'll be right back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders locked up with Midland in the Texas League South standings, fighting for second place. Riders currently hold that ground at second place. 8 games back of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 28 games remaining in the Texas League second half. It is possible, just a little bit unlikely, for the Riders to make a playoff spot. Luke Mann begins the seventh and fouls the first pitch off Marrero. It's 0-1. So here are the scenarios. The Riders obviously need to win 8 more games than Amarillo does, but Amarillo has the tiebreaker. So the Riders would have to win, in fact, 9 more games as Mann fouls it off, and it's 0-2 in these last 28 games. There's a look at Carlos Cardoza. The Riders and Sod Poodles don't play each other the rest of the way, but funny enough, they actually have pretty similar strength of schedules the rest of the way and play some pretty similar opponents as well. Mann off the end of the bat, right at Walcott. He puts it away easily.
Zach, going back to Amarillo, one thing that stands out about this playoff race is that the Frisco Rough Riders, they have an easier schedule relatively when it comes to what's ahead. At Corpus Christi and at San Antonio, 2 squads that have been ice cold lately. When it comes to San Antonio, they've lost 7 in a row, and Corpus Christi, they've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, so the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles both play those teams, and then Amarillo finishes off with Midland. Riders finish off with Northwest Arkansas here at home, who, coincidentally enough, Amarillo also plays down the stretch here in the season. It's almost like all the opponents kind of rotate between the Riders and the Sod Poodles towards the end of the year. Hammered into right center field. This one plugging the alley and all the way to the fence. Kahn loses the helmet. He's up to second, and he puts on the brakes. He parks it with a double. First Rockhounds hit after the first 7 sat down by Davalio. And it's a no doubt about a double.
Yeah, that's much needed for a Midland team that hasn't been slugging the baseball too well. They've lacked power. They haven't had a home run in quite a few games, but there's a nice powerful hit getting them in a scoring position with just one away.
Saheed Valenzuela in the ninth spot. You mentioned they haven't had a homer in quite a few games. It's been 15 straight games for Midland without a home run. That's the third longest home run drought in all of minor league baseball this year. A strike to Valenzuela to start off the at-bat. The longest drought this year, 24 games by Delmarva, the Orioles affiliate. They just snapped it on Tuesday. They went a month without a home run. 24 games. And it hit him. Back foot curveball, quite literally. Runners at first and second base now with one down.
Midland's a team that has had tons of runners get on the base paths, and one of the best ways to clear them is with powerful hits, whether it's a home run or a double or any of those big plays. We've seen Frisco have not one but two bases-clearing extra base hits in this game, or in this series, and you mix that in with what Midland can do. If they can get a home run, they can get one of those big hits. That could be what they need to get over the mountaintop and earn their first win of the series.
Davalio trying to make sure that doesn't happen as he pours in the first pitch high to Clark Elliott. It's one ball and no strikes to Elliott, who flew out to left field his first trip. Davalio has only surrendered 5 home runs this year during his time with Hub City and Frisco. 1-1. It'll be a good opportunity for a double play ball as well. We're in the top of the third inning. Riders clinging to a 1-0 lead. On the ground foul. Ball and two strikes now to Elliott. Davalio trying to slow the game down a little bit in this big spot. Elliott at the top of the order, so you have Brennan Malone on deck representing the two-hole. Just misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And we have a guest here in the booth with us. It is our pleasure to welcome Burton Gilliam here. The actor.
And you know what? I am so proud to be here.
All right. Well,
oh,
we're happy to have
gosh.
You.
Wow.
A Dallas area native.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm, and you know, going way back, I wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Really?
Yeah. And I got a tryout with the old Washington Senators.
Did you?
When I was 17 years old, and that was in about 1956. Something like that. And I lasted till the third and final day, but they called me in and they said, you know, what are you doing here? I said, I want to be a professional baseball player. They said, you can't hit. You can't hit with power. You can't run and you can't throw that good.
Biggers okay, on his second, and a double play.
Oh, yeah.
So Davalio gets out of it. We'll have Burton join us when we come back. We'll be right back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
If you're stuck in a high car payment, own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Break free with one-time holiday savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. A huge selection of new Chevys on sale. Own your independence. One-time savings and more for your trade could lower your payments. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders back in this bottom of the third inning. Zach Bigley, Burton Gilliam, the actor, joining us. Burton, so happy to have you tonight. All right, Burton, this is a look at your first pitch here. You gotta take us through this a little bit.
Yes. Okay. I went to the old time windup, and you saw that it was over the plate, the inside part of the plate. I don't know that they would have called that a strike. It was a little bit low.
Hey, just a little bit though. Not too bad.
bounce.
Biggers into right center field. Dickey over, and he pulls it out of the sky. There's one away. All right. When we went to break, we were talking about your tryout with the Senators.
Yeah.
How did that all come about?
I had three years before that, I had gone to a baseball camp down in Meridian, Texas. I was 14 years old, and I was better for my age than most kids, you know. And one of the coaches down there kept up with me for the next 4 years, and he knew that I just graduated, yeah. And he called me and said, I have kept up with you for the last 4 years. How would you like to have a tryout with my team? I said, wow, what team is that? He said, the Washington Senators. And I said, oh, yes. And, you know, there have been a lot of people who have tryouts with Major League Baseball players, and very seldom is one selected. And I was not one that was selected.
Hey, but you get to say you had the tryout,
oh,
though.
Oh, I
which
got
is...
the tryout, yes. Oh, it was fun. It was great.
That's amazing. Marrero up the middle. That's off Valenzuela's glove, caroming into center field.
Okay, now, how do you score that?
I think that's a base hit.
Okay.
Hit that pretty hard.
Yep.
That's his first career Rough Riders at bat. Just signed a couple of weeks ago. What do you think? Do you think base hit?
I think base hit.
Yeah. I like that. All right. Top of the order now in Cam Cauley. Now, it wasn't baseball, but you boxed, right?
I was boxing
for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was 17 years old, my brother had bought into Golden Gloves the year before. I said, well, at that time I weighed about 110 pounds, and I said, I think I'll try it next year. Well, I gained up to 145 pounds of welterweight, and he had gone off to the Navy in that time, and I told him, well, I'm gonna sign up and try it out. And he said, oh, you're gonna get hurt.
Marrero steals second.
Well, I didn't get hurt. I won the Golden Gloves.
Wow.
And then, and I was just a novice. That means you'd had less than five fights, and I had four and won all of them. And then I went on to fight, you know, open, which I could fight anywhere, anybody in the world. It was an amateur. And I had 217 fights after over the next 11 years.
Wow.
And I won 201 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I, I quit for about a year. I decided I had won 199. I said, I want to win 200. So I wound up winning 200-1. It was a great time in my life, and that's why I became an actor, because I found out that I liked to get up in front of people and perform. You know?
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you take anything from your boxing days into your acting days?
Everything. Everything. I was not very open until I became a fighter. And when I became a fighter, that made it possible for me to talk to anybody, because I was good, you know. I was really pretty doggone good. And I was not, it opened me up. It was the very best thing for me professionally and for my personal life. It was just so good.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. We're joined by Burton Gilliam here. You see the hat, Blazing Saddles hat. That's what a lot of people would recognize you from.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If that's pretty much a dead giveaway there, you know.
What was that whole experience like on set at Blazing Saddles?
I had just done, 4 months before, I had done a picture called Paper Moon. I saw an article in the Dallas paper. It said some big director by the name of Peter Bogdanovich was coming to Dallas to audition people to be in a picture called Paper Moon. Ryan O'Neill was the star of the show. And I thought, well, hey, I might like to see if I could be one of those extras in the picture, you know. Well, I went down and I stood in line with 450 people. And I wound up with the sixth largest part, a co-starring role in the picture. And I got a lot of votes for an Academy Award.
Wow.
But I went right straight back to the fire department. Then 4 months later, I got a phone call from some guy with the name of Mel Brooks. and then away it went, you know.
Wow.
You never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
How would you describe Mel Brooks?
Mel, I hope you're not listening. Mel was Peter Bogdanovich, my first director, was the best director I've ever worked with. He told everybody what to do. Mel just says, you're supposed to know your lines, go out there and do something, you know. And I was expecting somebody would say, go here, then over there and say this, and then do that. He just says, go do it. So I had to make up all of my stuff, and I found out I was pretty good at that, you know.
That's perfect.
Oh, gosh.
We're joined by Burton Gilliam here, actor and great boxer, almost professional baseball player.
Almost, yes. And I could have been a professional fighter. I mean, there were a lot of people that wanted me all over the country to turn pro, and I almost did a couple of times, but I'm glad I didn't, you know.
Do you keep up with baseball much these days?
Yes, I do. Yep. I know who the good players are, and he's stealing third.
Up the middle, a Kuroda Grower has got it, and there's the final out of the inning. Well, Burton Gilliam, thank you so much for joining us. It was
thank
a pleasure.
You for having me. This is so good. If you can't be a Major League Baseball player, at least make it to the Double-A part.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top of the fourth, coming your way on the HEV Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning here in Frisco. The fans enjoying the lazy river out today on Thirsty Thursday. And a 1-0 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. Are seeing some great pitching right now from David Dalvalio, who's the benefactor of an inning-ending double play last time around. And now this will bring on the 2-3-4 in the order for Midland, Brennan Malone and Nate Nankill and Tommy White for this inning. But how awesome was that to have Burton joining us in the booth, Zach? That was wonderful.
That was awesome. I mean, obviously a legend. And how about that? Didn't know that he got a tryout with the Washington Senators. That's pretty sweet back in the day. Washington Senators, of course, now the Texas Rangers franchise.
Still play a little bit. First pitch to Malone. Blasted and fair ball. It hugs the left field line, takes a hop, and gets over to Zavala in left field. And it'll be a hard hit single as Malone leads off the frame with a base hit.
This one just inside the line. Not much Caber Rodriguez could do there.
That's what the Rockhounds needed, a leadoff base hit. Like Malone took a hard turn to first base, or around first base, rather, and was trying to make his way to second, but did slow down nevertheless. Count is one ball and no strikes to Nankill. It's been a good series for him so far, batting 400, 4-for-10 going into this matchup. Dalvalio's next offering, and a called strike. Zach, you had a point earlier about how Julio Valdez added the cutter pitch to David Dalvalio's arsenal. It's what's considered a bridge pitch, which I thought was an interesting point that Coach Valdez mentioned. He said that every pitcher needs to throw a couple of pitches that can be thrown for strikes, but gets opponents off whatever pitch is working, whether that's your fastball that's on or your breaking ball that's on. Having a pitch that can be a bridge is imperative. And for Dalvalio, it was that cutter. There's a chopper to the left side, and that gets past Rodriguez. It's a base hit. Malone working his way from first to third, and it's a double for Nankill. Back-to-back base hits for Midland.
Oh, just down the line again. Another one. This time Rodriguez had a chance at it on the dive, but still out of his reach. Just look at this thing. Just stay fair. And this time it doesn't hit the sidewall. It goes down into the corner, so a double for Nankill. And it'll be a quick mound visit to check on Dalvalio. Well, you mentioned the cutter, and the bridge pitch is obviously such an important pitch for a lot of guys just to try to get deeper into two-strike counts. So usually a bridge pitch is constituted as a pitch that you don't throw for strike one, but you throw for strike two. So you have a pitch to kind of get him started, the bridge pitch for strike two, and then the put-away pitch for the strikeout. So good to see Dalvalio add that cutter, and it's been really good for him over his last few starts.
As Tommy White is up at the plate, there's a lot of technology that the Texas Rangers organization uses that can see all the expected quality metrics of pitches. Just great work by the R&D team, who Valdez gave a lot of credit to.
Really the unsung heroes of any organization. R&D, research and development, your ability to kind of lean into the analysts and see what works and what doesn't.
Rangers do such a good job also of having analysts that realize these guys are still humid too and can't always make the exact right change that's going to be the best change for them.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit of experimenting is what can be done and see what pitches work for them. That's why Valdez mentioned that you add pitches, but you want things that don't take away from their identity. One ball and one strike to White. That misses two balls and one strike. Now to the number nine prospect in the Athletics organization, Tommy White. Player that set the all-time Division I freshman record at NC State for home runs, 27 of them. The Rockhounds are going to break their rut when it comes to the long ball. Tommy White would be the guy to do it. Still no home runs yet at the AA level, but he has showcased that ability in his career. 2-2 from Dabalio. Hit on the ground to Biggers with a nice pick. Stares down home plate, then throws the first. And that's a tactical out number one there by Biggers.
Such an interesting play there because the infield is back. And so usually you'd think with a ball hit like that to second base, Malone would take off for home, but he didn't. And so Biggers making the smart play, knowing he has plenty of time, and getting White, such a nice pick off to his left. And now the infield will come in.
So second and third with one away, 1-0 lead for Frisco. The tying run just 90 feet away, and the go-ahead run and scoring position. There's a chopper to the right side. Chavez gloves it. Throw to home plate. Tag is in time. Chavez to Marrero at the dish. And Frisco keeps their lead.
Oh, just a perfect throw. Chavez knows he has plenty of time here. And a strike to Marrero. Laid it down. The tag on Malone. That's why it's sometimes nice to have a right-handed first baseman there on the backhanded play, and really tough play for a left-hander, but because Chavez is right-handed there, able to make the perfect strike, didn't try to rush it, and Marrero able to lay the tag down without blocking the play.
So went from two on in scoring position with nobody out, is now two on with two outs for David Dabalio, and the first pitch is a breaking ball to Kuroda Grauer. One ball and no strikes to him. Another top 30 prospect in the A's organization. It's very heavy on this AA squad. 9 out of the top 30 in the Athletics organization are currently in AA. Charge into that one over to right center. Some good communication is what it'll take. And Miesi snags that, and that retires the side. Dabalio gets through four scoreless after having the first two batters get on. And now the Rough Riders look to add to their lead when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
We've reached the home half of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GotRhythm.com. Sebastian Wolcott to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 lead for Frisco. Only difference in the game was a Franier Chavez single to drive in Sebastian Wolcott back in the first inning. Fights that one off foul for strike two. For Wolcott, had a hard hit ball to the left side. It went through the legs of Luke Mann, the third baseman. Wolcott sprinted the whole time, blasted his way around first, and got into second base, then got to third on a wild pitch. And that set up the opportunity for Chavez to capitalize. Jump in his fourth inning of work, and there's strike three. Time for the Fenton Athletics this day in baseball history. On August 14, 2016, Francisco Mejia of the Lynchburg Hillcats hitting streak came to an end at 50 consecutive games with a hit. It was the longest hitting streak in MILB since 1954. For Mejia, he had a seven-year career in the big leagues and still trying to get back there now as he is in AAA Rochester in the Nats organization. But how crazy is that? 50-game hit streak. That was the most since the 1950s.
I mean, anytime you get above 30, it feels impressive. 50, that's extremely impressive.
Very much so. I mean, there's been some crazy hitting streaks throughout the history in minor league baseball. Even in the Rough Riders' history, take a look back at 2012. Dirksen Profar was the youngest player in all of AA, and he had a 29-game hit streak that season. Fly ball to the right side, but foul.
Still the franchise record. He had a 50-game on-base streak as part of that as well. Also the franchise record in that.
Two balls and one strike to Chavi. And it's a called strike. For Chavez today, I had the RBI single. And what was a very opportunistic inning for the Rough Riders. Chavez continues to swing the ball well, but this one goes to Nankill. Puts him away for out two. But it was such a good inning for the Rough Riders because it felt like it was going to just be a simple 1-2-3 routine as can be. A mistake happens, and then Chavez made them pay at the right time.
Sometimes you got to go with your hot hand. You're batting Chavez third and fourth yesterday and today for the first time all season. And, well, here comes Gregorio Petit.
This will be the end of the day for Gage Jump. Three strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings. And when we come back, we'll have a new pitcher for the Midland Rockhounds in the bottom of the fourth inning.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air onto left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Cases de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Mark Church, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
So after 3 2/3 innings without giving up a single earned run for Gage Jump, that brings on Stevie Emanuels for the second time in this series. He's been solid as a reliever all year long for the Rockhounds, a 3.23 ERA. He makes up a strong trio of relief arms that have eaten up appearances. One of three guys on the Rockhounds with 31 or more appearances
in that bullpen. So consistent arm, and we'll look to have a great outing here. His last time against Frisco back on August 12th, he had one scoreless inning pitched. It was business as usual for Emmanuels.
That's what we expected for Gage Jump. 59 pitches today, his longest outing in his last seven starts. On a bit of a pitch count, trying to limit his innings down the stretch of the season. So now it's a bullpen game the rest of the way for Midland, and their bullpen has been very taxed in the first couple games in this series as well.
Luis Mieses takes a look at strike one. You're right about that, Zach. The bullpen for Frisco, we talked about how many innings they've had to eat, but the bullpen for Midland, they've also had to eat up a lot of innings. They've covered 12 and one-third innings out of the first 16 defensive frames that they have had to start this series. So, again, a lot of the shoulder goes to the bullpen, and it puts them in a tough spot, especially for the first three games of the series. But put in a little bit of a better spot, only trailing by one. Yacy's fouls off the next pitch, and it's one ball and two strikes. Emmanuels, he's yet to give up a run in the month of August through four appearances. He's gone against some pretty hot teams as well. Tulsa, one of the hotter teams, had a scoreless inning there. The Yacy's clocks one into center field. And in comes Nankyo, sits underneath it, and that's out number three. Four innings up, four innings down. Rough Riders nursing a 1-0 lead. Top of the fifth next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Time is running out to own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Break free from paying too much with one-time July 4th savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. Don't miss the final days of July 4th savings and more for your trade at the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We say the end there of the Teddy Strut, and it'll be Teddy Roosevelt getting the victory there.
Oh, yeah, look at that mustache celebration. What do you think?
That's a great celly. I've got to see somebody try to hit that on the base pass. That could be a great double celebration. So here's David Davalio back to work, looking to potentially get through five innings. He's done that just once since joining the Frisco Rough Riders. That was back in his home start, his last home appearance, which was on August 1st against the San Antonio Missions. 5 2/3 innings of work in that one with one earned run and four strikeouts. Back in Hub City, he had a couple of long starts, including one of seven innings back on May 16th, where he earned the win with only giving up one hit and striking out seven in that seven-inning start. Doing well so far. Also, the defense for Frisco behind them has been very strong, too. Some hard-hit balls from Midland have been robbed out of base hits. And in the last frame, he navigated runners on second and third with nobody out. It was a ground-out fielder's choice where Xavi made a great play on a throw to the dish. And then a fly-out to get out of the jam. Be Luke Mann, Cole Kahn, and Saheed Valenzuela for the Midland Rockhounds, champions of the first half. It's funny, Zach. We talked earlier about how right now in the playoff race, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles are kind of round-robining all the same opponents right now. There's a pop-up to foul territory. Cabo Rodriguez looking to camp underneath it, and he makes the snag for out number one. The Avondale road to the show today is Wyatt Lankford. In the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, went 2-for-6 with a home run, a trio of RBI and two walks, and of course that RBI or those RBI came on a three-run bomb in that exciting 7-6 comeback win in Game 1 of that series. Didn't have a lot of time in Frisco because he was so good at this level. Spent just 12 games in 2023 with the Rough Riders before being sent to Round Rock.
Well, Wyatt was phenomenal during his limited time with the Riders, and then he's made two rehab stints since. Among those who have played at least 10 games in AA since 2005, he's the best player in minor league baseball in the last 20 years. I mean, that's how good he's been by OPS and batting average standards.
It's an incredible stint. I believe he batted over 400 in his 12-game stint. Nice fastball that time by Davalio, got the whiff. One ball and two strikes to Cole Kahn, the former UIC Flame. One and two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That fastball looked good for Davalio, and he's got himself another strikeout. Check that, his first strikeout of the day.
Yeah, first strikeout. Kind of surprising that Davalio has gone this far without a strikeout. But see the good high fastball, elevating it still in the top of the zone, and Kahn just swinging underneath it.
So this takes us to Saheed Valenzuela. Valenzuela fouls off the first one, 0-1. Last time he was up, he was hit by the pitch and reached first base back in the third inning and was ultimately retired on a double play in the next plate appearance. 0-1. And it's 1-1. Going back to that point earlier, but the round robin where Amarillo and Frisco, it seems like they're seeing a lot of the same opponents down the stretch. We saw something similar at the end of the first half of the season where it felt like Frisco, Midland, and San Antonio, they all were round-robining each other. As it ended, it was a very tight playoff race, only half a game separating the three teams. Midland winning over San Antonio off of a tiebreaker, and then Frisco had a game canceled due to rain earlier, but it wouldn't have mattered. They would have lost out on the tiebreaker anyway. 1-2. It just shows how great some of these playoff races can be. It's one of the best playoff races you'll ever see in minor league baseball, coming down to literally the final game.
Well, what Carlos Cardoza has said in the first half, as you get a look at him right there, is it shows you how important every game is. As soon as the Riders ended up coming up short in that playoff race.
Swing to left field. Zavala camps underneath it, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Five innings scoreless for David Davalio. He is now not allowed to run in his last nine. Frisco up 1-0 as we head to the next frame.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, In Touch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Rough Riders nursing a 1-0 advantage. Thank you for joining us here on this gorgeous evening in Frisco. Alongside Zach Bigley, my name is Cedric Granger. Shout out to our wonderful crew working through the heat today on this 91-degree day. And the first pitch is a called strike to Kaber Rodriguez. It'll be him, Mahler, as well as Biggers due up in the frame for Frisco. Some early offense in the first. But since then, it's been all zeros as the pitching has taken over the game. Take a look there. Gorgeous, gorgeous skies. The beautiful sunset reflecting off of the clouds and looking like some cotton candy. 1-1. Fly ball in the air to center. Underneath it is Nankill, who's been quite busy, and he puts that away. He has retired the last three as they have all been fly outs. For Emmanuels, that's the second out recorded after he came in for Gage Jump, who went 3-2 and two-thirds innings, giving up one run, but just zero earned runs. This brings on Ian Mahler.
In your conversation, sorry, Cedric, in your conversation with him before the game today, very interesting what he said about Cooper Johnson, who was Rough Riders catcher all season last year and to begin the season this year before going up to AAA, and he's been a mainstay in Round Rock this year. You know, Coop was a guy last season who was a massive leader on the team, and he talked about leadership about Johnson and said that was one of the things that really made him look up to him. And I think that at the beginning of the year, when Johnson returned to this team, he was still a really big leader within the clubhouse. Then he gets promoted, and there's kind of a vacuum there as to who is going to be the leader. And it's really cool to hear that Ian Mahler looks up to that and kind of, in some way, maybe aspires to be that kind of leader. They're very different guys. Cooper is much more of a vocal leader in the clubhouse. Mahler is much more quiet, but if even he could gleam a little bit from Cooper Johnson, that would be really, really great for Mahler, because it's really hard to remember sometimes. He's still just 22 years old.
Foul tips that one for strike three. That retires Mahler on strikes, and this will bring on Jax Biggers. But you're absolutely right about that, Zach. It's kind of like a trickle-down effect that's happening, where the culture of catchers having the leadership, you know, calling the games, all the different challenges that come with it, Mahler has done well to not only take what he's learned from Cooper Johnson, who he speaks with so much reverence about, but he also has fit that leadership into what his personal style is. And you mentioned him being young. It's hard to come into a new clubhouse, especially since this is his first year in AA, didn't get that cup of coffee like a lot of players do get at the end of a season. So it's a new clubhouse. You have to establish yourself. And he stayed quiet at first, learned a lot from the other catchers and his staff. And now he's at the point where he's a leader, he's calling a lot of the games, and he feels confident in his position in the team.
Well, even at the beginning when Coop was here, the Riders coaching staff was very vocal about the fact that even though Johnson was, you know, objectively the better catcher, and obviously that was proven by him getting promoted up first, everyone was still very impressed by Ian Mahler and his ability to call a baseball game and to command a pitching staff, and so still spoke very highly of Mahler's ability.
0-2 to Biggers. Flies that one to the left side. But just shows there's so many different age groups and experiences. Such a variety, too. Some guys played 3 years in college, had that experience like Biggers did, graduated from Arkansas. So a little bit of an older guy, older presence on the team, and is a 3-year veteran with Frisco.
You mix that in with some new guys, check that five-year veteran with the Rough Riders. Had some time up in Round Rock, though, where that was his primary location in a year. Two and two. Biggers fights that one off. Keep the count the same. But it's great to see how guys can be influenced and inspired by others in the organization. And even going back to spring training, that's a big part of the benefits of spring training, too, is that it gives opportunities for the big league guys, AAA guys, to really interact with some of the younger guys, too, in the organization. Count runs full.
And Eli Marrero, who's on deck, is a perfect example of that. It's not only valuable to have guys who have been in the organization the entire time like Jax, but Marrero in a different organization, in the Red Sox org for a long time. So he brings a wealth of knowledge from that organization. And it can be so valuable when guys have that different experience to try and say, hey, this is all you've experienced in professional baseball. When I was with the Red Sox organization, we did some things this way, or this is how you can do it a different way. And guys can get that extra exposure to different ways of going about their day, and I think that's super important. And that man instills it all, manager Carlos Cardozo.
3-2. That one gets away, but it doesn't matter. It's a walk for Biggers. After a ton of walks in the first two games, this is the first walk of the game, courtesy of Jax Biggers. You got to give credit to Midland after 13 walks in that first game, which was an absolute struggle for command. Oh, he had Javi Guerra, the pitching coach, pulling his hair out. Only four walks yesterday. Much better, much more cleaned up for Midland, and just one now through five innings. Speaking of Marrero, here he is now, the 5'8" catcher. His first game in the Rangers organization. Check that with the Rough Riders, I should say. Did have some time with Round Rock. But his very new signing, he signed on July 30th, 2025. He's had a lot of experience in AA, working with the Portland Sea Dogs, AA affiliate of the Red Sox. And there's a fly ball to left field. Clark Elliott camps underneath it, moving underneath it, and makes the snag for out number three. So Emmanuels pitches a scoreless inning. But the Rough Riders lead 1-0 as we head to the top of the sixth inning on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
A beautiful day has become an even more beautiful evening. Take a look at the colors in the sky. Mother Nature smiling at us in a big way. Top of the sixth inning between Frisco and Midland. Game three of a six-game set between these two squads. Both teams going in different directions right now. But Midland will look to turn it around with the top of the order. Check that. The 2-3-4 in the order. It's Malone, Nankill, and Tommy White in this frame. or excuse me, Elliott. And the count is one ball and no strikes to him. 4 Midland, they're the lone team in the Texas League South that has a positive run differential. And that's shocking given that Amarillo is 26-15. They're 11 games over 500. Yet the Rockhounds are the only team that has a positive run differential of plus 2. 2 balls, no strikes. That's fouled off for strike 1. Abelio pitching into his 6th inning of work here, trying to match his season high with the Rough Riders of 5 2/3 innings, which was back on August 1st. It also shows how the North has had their way a little bit with the South Division. Going into yesterday, all the teams in the North Division had a positive record. Ground ball to Chavez, moving to his right. Double EO. Toe drag swag on the bag for out 1. All right, it's time for our Collins trivia question, Zach. Here we go. Since 2015, name me the top 5 Rangers with the most hits against the Athletics.
Okay.
After the out by Clark Elliott, here's Brennan Malone.
All right, so since 2015. Marcus Semien.
He just missed the list. He's actually tied for 6th.
Okay. Is Seager on there?
Seager is not on there.
Okay. Elvis?
Elvis is. He is number 1.
Okay.
91 hits. Two balls and no strikes to Malone, who's been productive. Already a base hit earlier.
Adolis Garcia.
Adolis Garcia is on the list. He's number 2. 71 hits. He's been effective in his time span. Two and one. It's the breaking ball, and it sneaks in for a strike. Nice movement. Went from ball to a strike. And the pitches really are working today for Davalio. He's been great. Only bit of damage that he's had to deal with was in the 4th inning when there was traffic on the base pass, but he managed it well. 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out, and he got out of it. 2-2 now. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking for the top 5 Rangers with the most hits against the Athletics since 2015. This is a battle right now between the Rangers and Athletics affiliates. Millen actually used to be an affiliate of a different AL West team. Ground ball to Rodriguez. Throw across the diamonds in time. That ties the Rough Riders high now for Davalio. And his defense has done a great job all day. They've made play after play. That one was one of the more routine ones.
At 5 2/3, as you mentioned, is tying his Rough Riders season long. His season long and career long is 7.
Brings on Nathan Nankill. Swings up the middle. This one's to center field, and Cully makes a nice slide, makes the snag, and that retires the side with an exclamation point. How about a season high at Double-A, 6 innings pitch for David Davalio. We'll be back to wrap up trivia in the bottom of the 6th. 1-0 lead for Frisco.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number 1 state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why So-Chill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good.
Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, Soda Shield chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of Soda Shield chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
Soda Shield, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Now back to the booth for the bottom of the sixth here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. 1-0 advantage for Frisco. Emanuels in his second inning of relief, working against Cam Cawley, who had a phenomenal diving catch in the last part of the frame, or the top of the frame, I should say. And it's been great defensive plays all around for Frisco. A couple of hard hit balls that have been robbed out of base hits today. And then also, if we think back in game one, there was diving snags by Cawley as well as Marcus Smith in the outfield. And it really is a pitcher's best friend. Frisco, their fielding percentage, .982. It leads the Texas League. They've been consistent. 1-1 to Cawley. Flies it to the right side. Jared Dickey reacts, calls it off, and makes the play for out number one. So right now we're looking for our Collins College trivia question answer. Since 2015, named the top five Rangers with the most hits against the Athletics. Right now you've gotten Elvis Andrews and you've gotten Adolis Garcia, who are the top two.
Josh Smith?
No Josh Smith. Brings on Aaron Zavala. Shows bunt at the first pitch and did offer that strike one. I've also got a couple hints for you if you'd like them.
Mitch Moreland?
No Mitch Moreland.
No way Nathaniel Lowe's on there.
He is on there,
wow.
Yes. Ranger from 21 to 24, and he had 67 hits. He's fourth on the list. Still looking for just two, number three and number five on the list. Inspired, of course, by these two teams being those respective affiliates.
Delino DeShields.
DeShields is not on the list. Zavala 0 for 2 on the day. And in the series, hitting okay, 2 for 8 going into this matchup, 0-2. Chopper sent down the middle. Kuroda Grauer's there. And is in time for out number two.
All right, give me your hints.
Okay, one of them played from 2014 to 2020. Number five on the list also played for the Orioles at the end of his career. Very fiery personality.
Carlos Gomez, is that? He wasn't a Ranger for long enough. What position?
Bring that up here. For, at least I'll give you that one for the fifth position, second baseman and third baseman in the infield. And that's for the one with the fiery personality.
Oh, Rugi. Rougned Odor.
That's right.
Okay.
And then just one more player. Right fielder. Left-handed batter.
Nomar Mazara?
Nope. Not a bad guess, though. Mazara is eighth on the list. He's got 59 hits against the Athletics. Still looking for just one more. Got Elvis Andrews, got Adolis Garcia, and then Nathaniel Lowe and Rougned Odor, who had 65 hits, cut off to be in the top five of this list. 3-1 to Walcott. Swung through for a strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Wally.
All right, give it to me.
Shin-Soo Chu.
Oh, man.
He had 68. So for our final Collins College trivia question answers, it's Elvis Andrews with 91, Adolis Garcia with 71, Shin-Soo Chu with 68, Nathaniel Lowe with 67, and Rougned Odor with 65. Walcott lines out to Kuroda Grauer. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Emmanuels, and he has now retired 7 of the 8 batters he's faced. Right to the top of the 7th. Zach Bigley back with you when we come back.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the 7th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time as a Rough Rider, David Davalio pitching into the 7th inning. Frisco clinging to that 1-0 advantage over the Midland Rockhounds in this third game of the 6-game series. Davalio has gone 7 innings once this year. That was back on May 16th at Greenville with Hub City. He's pitched 7 innings in his career 3 times. And looking to go through 7 for the first time in his Double-A career. He faces Tommy White. And he popped him up on the first pitch. That's a great start. Walcott's there. 1 out.
Sometimes it's not all about the strikeouts. There's many effective ways to get through innings with efficiency. We've seen that from Davalio today, trusting his defense behind him. And it's allowed him to have limp in this game. Almost 7 innings, 6 1/3 through just 70 pitches.
Yeah, 70 pitches. Efficiency at its finest for Davalio. Misses outside to Jared Dickey. Davalio saw 2 base runners against him in the 3rd and the 4th innings. He got a 4-6-3 double play to get out of the 3rd. Dickey into right center field. Miesi's cutting over. He has a beat on it. He gives way to Colley in center. And there are 2 outs on 3 pitches.
Seen Davalio do that in this game. We think back to how he set the tone in that first inning. 6 pitches, just so quick with it. It also was a major point of contrast between these two teams, because Midland, it looked like they would also have a very quick 1-2-3 inning from Gage Jump. But the error ended up prolonging that inning and forcing that to be an inning that almost had 20 pitches from Gage Jump. It ended up being around 18, I believe.
He misses outside to Joshua Kuroda Grauer. 2 outs in the 7th inning. You mentioned that error in the first. That led to the only run in this game. Walcott reaching on the air. Freiner Chavez with the RBI single. 1 ball and 1 strike on Kuroda Grauer, who has lined out to second base and flied out to right field today. There's a look at Walcott at shortstop. Pumps in the strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Davalio has been quick. He's been efficient. 75 pitches sitting here in the seventh inning, looking to tie a career high. And a breaking ball bounces down into the dirt, all the way back to the netting. 2-2. You got to give some credit to Eli Marrero as well behind the plate. Catching Davalio for the first time. He just entered into this organization a couple of weeks ago. And he just came to the Rough Riders on Tuesday. On the ground to third, Rodriguez stabs it. It's 7 shutout innings for David Davalio. 1-0 Riders into the stretch on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Stretch time's over. Back to the action for the bottom of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the seventh inning. Riders leading 1-0 and a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. It's the Grapevine, Texas native, Will Johnston, and former Texas A&M Aggie. He's the number 20 prospect in the Athletics organization. He's had a strong season this year. Overall, between a couple of different levels. First pitch is strike to Franer Chavez. Pitched well with Midland, a 3.70 ERA, but in 9 appearances with AAA Las Vegas, really got hit around. Chavez into right center field, another hit for Franer. Increases hitting streak to 7 games with an RBI single in the first, and now he begins the 7th inning with a leadoff knock.
Zach, he is on some type of hot streak right now. Another line drive. Chavi now has 2 hits or more in 5 out of his last 6 games. That's consistency.
Great to see from Franer. And now it's Luis Meneses. On the ground is second. Valenzuela to second for one. Carota Grauer turns the double play. So just like that, the leadoff single erased. And there are 2 outs in the 7th.
Double plays are the best friend for a pitcher, especially when you give up the leadoff base hit. Clears the bases just like that. It was a nice spinning play by Valenzuela, too. Had a base runner kind of in his path, but he made a great throw even when having to pirouette a little bit.
Okay, but Rodriguez takes his turn. Johnston in AAA, a 12 ERA in 9 appearances. He allowed 4 homers. And in 10 and a third innings, surrendered 15 runs. Opponents hit 356 against him. But he's been very good here at the AA level. Rodriguez watched the first pitch fastball for a strike. He's 0 for 2 today, a ground down and a flyout. They appeal, and he did not go. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders do have action in their bullpen down the left field line. So it doesn't look like we'll see Davalio for the eighth inning of work. But boy, was he fantastic tonight for Frisco on the mound. Looks like Joey Danielson is loosening. Seven shutout innings for Davalio, number seven prospect in the Rangers organization. Mixed his pitches well, a lot of soft contact. Seven innings ties a high by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. Rodriguez gets under it. A high drive to left field. Park will hold it. Clark Elliott right there, and the inning is over. Riders a 1-0 advantage to the top of the eighth inning. Joey Danielson in the game when we come back.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Galinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Joey Danielson, the Eden Prairie, Minnesota native, comes out onto the mound in the eighth inning, spelling David Davalio, who was phenomenal. To Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, called the bullpen. Seven shutout innings for David Davalio. He's the first Rough Riders pitcher since June 19th to throw seven innings. Josh Steven was the last one to do it. First offering in is a swing and a miss by Luke Mann. It's 0-1. Davalio, seven innings, shutout baseball. He allowed just three hits, struck out just one, and did not walk a batter. Mann bounces it foul, and it's 0-2.
And very importantly, has given this bullpen a much-needed rest. They've had to pitch so much of the first two games, including 8 2/3 innings yesterday. So for them to only have to cover potentially two is very important for them. However, it is still a tight game. You can't forget, 1-0, which made Davalio's performance even more vital for Frisco.
Danielson was the only one who didn't throw in the first two games of this series, who was originally on the roster to begin the set. Riders getting some reinforcements. Florencio Serrano Jr. down from AAA, and Jackson Kelly has that one's in there for strike three. Joey Danielson, 96 on the fastball to pick up the strikeout.
Some different ways to execute today. Frisco, 13 strikeouts yesterday. That was a big thing for them. Just two strikeouts as a staff today. But when they've gotten their strikeouts, it's been due to fastball command. Danielson showed it right there.
Cole Kahn now. 0-1. Kahn doubled in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. Jackson Kelly coming up to the Rough Riders from High A Hub City. Oh, and two. There's the cutter from Danielson. He'll drop down sidearm sometimes when facing right-handers, but mostly over the top. He shakes off Marrero, likes the sign. brushes it back with 98. Danielson, as some of you may know, a fantastic story. Was a catcher his entire life. Went to North Dakota State for college and wasn't seeing a whole lot of playing time. He burns it in there for strike three. Back-to-back looking strikeouts to begin the eighth.
Midland hasn't seen what Danielson's got throughout this series, with this being his first appearance, but he has made quite the impression. His fastball looks great today. It's got some life to it, and it's been effective.
Well, two looking strikeouts now, Saeed Valenzuela in the ninth spot. And he gets ahead 0-1. Well, at North Dakota State, Danielson wasn't seeing a lot of playing time at catcher, so he asked his pitching coach if he could try throwing a little bit off the mound. Valenzuela down 0-2. Another fastball right by him, and his pitching coach said, sure, I'll give you a bullpen if you can throw 70% strikes. I'll give you another bullpen, and we'll go from there. He got up there, threw 70% strikes, and the rest is history. Started pitching, became a dominant pitcher for the Bison. And now here he is at the AA level. Looks like a ball got loose down the right field line. Jared Dickey has to go, or no, it's somebody out of the bullpen that had to go grab it. No balls, two strikes on Valenzuela. Fastball is high. You think he's amped up a little bit?
Oh, he's feeling it right now. And he's done well setting up that fastball with his plate appearance. He'll mix in that cutter that's about 5 or 6 miles per hour slower, and it really plays with the speeds.
Breaking ball, fouled away. A souvenir. Valenzuela fighting it off and staying alive. He was hit by a pitch in the back left foot in the third and lined out to left in the fifth. Shaking off Marrero. He likes it. Line to second. Over Biggers into right. And Valenzuela with the single. Danielson left one in the middle of the plate. And it got served into right. That's the splitter.
That breaks up a stretch of 12 straight Rockhounds that were retired. So a much-needed hit after that dry spell.
Going back to the fourth inning. Dominant stuff by the Frisco pitching staff with Davalio and now Danielson. Clark Elliott takes a first pitch strike.
Getting ahead in counts is huge, too, and we've seen that a lot better today from Frisco's pitching staff. After yesterday, there were a lot of strikeouts, and then the day prior, too, there was a lot of three-ball counts as well.
0-2.
You think about it, even though it was mainly Midland having the command issues with the 13 walks in Game 1, Frisco, they had 8 walks yesterday and then 7 walks the game prior, so 15 over the last 2 games, which isn't great. So much better today at commanding the zone.
Popped him up. Left side. Rodriguez may have room. He does. And it's a scoreless inning for Joey Danielson. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Riders trying to add on, leading 1-0.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas, with an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service. Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Cooper Johnson, catcher for the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen. Shohei Tomioka takes over on the mound. He faces the bottom third of the order in this Riders' eighth inning. It's Ian Mahler, Jax Biggers, and Eli Marrero. And actually, Ian Mahler will be lifted, and Keith Jones the second pinch hit.
Great day for Keith Jones yesterday, and a two-run bomb to get the scoring started for Frisco.
His first home run since his first game with the Rough Riders. Trying to pad this 1-0 advantage in the eighth. Tomioka starts him out low. Bringing in the left-handed batter against the right-hander for a little bit of platoon advantage. Both of Jones's home runs here at the AA level have come off of right-handers. One and one. Seen plenty of Tomioka over the years with the Rockhounds. In his career, this is his 13th appearance against the Rough Riders. 2-1. He has a 5.27 ERA against Frisco, and command has been the issue for him. 12 walks in 13 and two-thirds innings against the Riders. Three balls and one strike. 29-year-old native of Japan. Has been very good during his time with Midland. Struggled in eight appearances in AAA Las Vegas. Very pitcher-friendly environment. Or, excuse me, hitter-friendly. And there's ball four. So Jones comes in as a pinch hitter and walks. Setting up Jax Biggers.
If you're Frisco, this is an inning where you'd like to add on a little bit of extra insurance. The pitching has been great today. Offense got that early run. We're opportunistic. But just a little bit of extra relief could help. And they'll see if they can get some insurance from the guy that's had a phenomenal series in Jax Biggers.
He takes a first pitch strike. Game one, a three-run double. Game two, a three-run double. Yesterday it was a go-ahead three-run double in the seventh inning. An eventual 6-4 win for the Riders. He was joking before the ball game that he probably wasn't going to play today, but hey, if he keeps hitting three-run doubles, he says, I'm probably going to be in the lineup a little bit more. Why not? Jones can run at first. Chop to the left side. Corona Grauer can't get there. Jax Biggers stay hot. Just punched through the left side, and the Riders have their first two on in the eighth.
The Rough Riders were ice cold to start the month of August on offense. They needed guys to step up ever since Abimelech Ortiz got called up to AAA, and we've seen it from Franier Chavez, and we've seen it from Jax Biggers. He has provided so much versatility with the way that he can get hits. We've seen him get bunts. We've seen him have the power into the alleys, and now hitting it against where the shift is at. Just a very crafty hitter, and he has showcased that ability on full display throughout this series.
Corners in now for Marrero. Pops up the butt. Tomioka calls everyone off and makes the play. Well, Marrero fails to get the sacrifice down, and there's one away. But now you have the top of the order and Cam Colley. Still a good RBI opportunity. Colley 0 for 3 today. Rides inside on him. It's two balls and no strikes. This would be a big opportunity to break out of what has been a tough skid for Cam. He's been probably the Riders' most consistent hitter this year, but he's fallen on some tough times. He takes up and in. Ahead 3-0. He has walked in four straight games coming into this one. You have a left-handed batter in Aaron Zavala on deck if he does reach. Yeah, it's a late strike call. Tomioka gets back into it. Infield partially in. Strike two. Slider just caught the bottom of the zone, and Colley calls for a time. The Rough Riders have not had many opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. They're 1-for-4. And this would be a great opportunity here. Strike three call. He was looking for something else. Fastball right down the middle.
It's a nice job by Tomioka. He was down in the count, three balls and no strikes. Stuck with his stuff and was able to lace the fastball after a couple of sliders. Set up Colley very well in that at bat.
Aaron Zavala now with two outs, runners at first and second, bottom of the eighth inning. One ball and no strikes. When we go to the top of the ninth inning, it'll be Brennan Malone, Nate Nankill, and Tommy White. All of them right-handed batters. You have the right-handed sidearmer Jackson Kelly loosening in the bullpen for the potential save. Zavala cracks it foul. It's 1-1. So Carlos Cardoza and Julio Valdez making sure they have the matchup they like. There's Kelly to the right side of your screen getting ready to go in. On the ground, foul up the first baseline. Well, Kelly would love to get some breathing room here. If Zavala could knock in Jones, that would be massive. Two runs is very different than a one-run advantage.
Yeah, he was inches away that time, just a little bit late on the swing, or early, I should say, on the swing. Inches away from staying fair. Could have potentially scored two.
It's a ball in search of his first hit tonight. Breaking ball hammered to right field. Dickey going back. It's over his head. Bangs up against the fence. Jones scores. Now Biggers flying home, and he's safe. Aaron Zavala does deliver a two-run double in this bottom of the eighth, and the Riders get some breathing room. It's now 3-0.
Zavala has done it again. Did not miss that time. Powerful shot over the outfielder's head. And for Zavala, even though it hasn't been the most amount of hits over the last 2 weeks, every single one of his hits seems to count, Zach. He had the game winner in extra innings last week against Arkansas. And this one, despite it not being necessarily a game winner type, but it's a one that gives you a little extra insurance. Clutch, nevertheless.
He's the master of the two-run double. That's his third two-run double in the last 2 weeks.
There you go. You're collecting them all. You got Biggers, master of the three-run double. You got Zavala, master of the two-run double.
Who's the master of the RBI double?
We'll find out. Maybe it's Walcott.
Walcott certainly wouldn't complain with that. Javi Guerra, former 11-year big leaguer, pitching coach now, out talking to Tomioka and heading back to the dugout. Sebastian Walcott, 0-for-3 today, reached on an error in the first inning and scored the Riders' first run. 0-1. Hit the ball hard his last time up in the sixth inning, lining out to Kuroda Grauer at shortstop. One and one. 3 runs on 5 hits tonight for Frisco. And it's out of play. Walcott mired in another tough stretch, hitting just 140 in his last 12 games. This would be a good time for him to snap out of it. Two balls, two strikes. Missing with the slider below the zone.
Walcott yesterday, a sigh of relief after breaking out of a little bit of a slump and getting that first hit. It was around this time yesterday.
It's run full with 3 balls, two strikes. Slider missing from Tomioka. Zavala off at second base. Walcott stays alive right to Cardoza, third base coach and manager.
Had a great play there. He practices what he preaches.
Oh, yeah. He hammers in defense. 3 balls, two strikes, two outs. Popped him up. Short center. No man's land. And it falls! Zavala scores, and the Riders catch a break. It's 4-0. Sometimes it just goes your way. Walcott will take it.
He certainly will, Zach. Popped it up in no man's land, and that's where communication is key. And Midland cannot get it. And you know, when you're on a slump, usually when that happens, there were some hits that should have been hits, should have happened. You hit the ball well, hit the ball hard, and just a great defensive play happened. This is where it balances out a little bit, where that probably should have been an out, and it drops anyway for you. Balances itself out.
Baseball has a funny way. Nate Mankill kicking himself a little bit. Usually the center fielder's ball in that scenario. Owen one on Chavi, who has 2 hits today. 2 of the Riders' 6 knocks have come from this man. RBI single in the first, and a single into right center field in the 7th. He was erased on the Meaces double play, hit in 2. Two balls and a strike on the first baseman. Jackson Kelly, if he comes in again, or if he comes in at all in the 9th inning, it will no longer be a safe situation. Walcott runs, and Chavez grounds it foul. two balls and two strikes. The Riders with an opportunity to win their fourth consecutive game, playing some really good baseball at this point, especially on the mound. I mean, tonight is just a complete amalgamation of everything that has worked over these last 2 weeks or so. And the good news is Amarillo is losing 6-1 to Corpus Christi right now, so they have a chance to gain a game on the Sod Poodles. Three balls and two strikes on Chavez with 27 games remaining after this one. Carlos Cardoza's crew trying to fight and claw their way into the playoffs. Long way to go, but this is a step in the right direction. Infield playing to pull for the switch hitting Chavi, batting from the left side. Walcott will take off. There he goes, and it's ball four. Tomioka has thrown now 32 pitches in this inning. Runners at first and second for Luis Meneses. And there is some action in the bullpen in right field for Midland. Looks like Yorlin Calderon is loosening. Cole Kahn will go out and have a chat with him. Hey, Tomioka. This could be a stall tactic to get Calderon a little bit up and loose. Gets a few extra pitches in there. Meneses is 0 for 3 today. There's a look at Calderon. Gotta stay hydrated. And here comes Petit. So it was a stall tactic. We're still here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders, a 4-0 advantage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air out to left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Hicks comes in to score. Zavala around third. No throw.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Join us at Riders Field on Friday, June 27th at 7:05 as we honor those who have served our country with Military Appreciation Night, presented by USAA. Veterans who attend the game can receive a challenge coin giveaway presented by USAA upon entry. To get tickets for the game between the Rough Riders and the Los Angeles Dodgers affiliated Tulsa Drillers, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue.
Justin Foscue continues the power display.
And you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The sidearmer, Yorlin Calderon, takes over. The right-hander dealing with the left-handed hitting, Luis Meneses, with two aboard and three in this eighth inning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called the bullpen. Meneses 0 for 3. See Twisted T Rowdy at the river, still popping in the lazy river behind Calderon. Oh, yeah, they're having a great time out there. Oh, it's a pretty good stack. It looks like the can stacked up next to my partner here. I'm just joking. First pitch. It's a strike to Meneses.
How efficient this game has been. It feels like I've done that.
you wouldn't have time to drink that many with how quick this game is going. Walcott at second, Chavez at first. Meneses clubs it on the ground, a couple of hops to Valenzuela. And that sends us to the top of the ninth. Rough Riders lead it 4-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
It's Jackson Kelly out for a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Opportunity for the save. Oh, not anymore, actually. It's 4-0. So not a save opportunity for Jackson Kelly, but an opportunity to win their fourth in a row. So the Riders playing some great baseball, trying to win now 7 of 8 and 4 in a row. It's Brendan Malone to start it, Nate Nankill, and then Tommy White. 2-3-4 in the Rockhounds order against Kelly. All three of them are right-handers, which plays in Kelly's favor. The right-handed side armor has been much better against right-handed batters in his career. Brendan Malone, 1-for-3 today. It's 1-0. Former Mercer Bear Jackson Kelly is holding right-handers to a 172 average this season. Whips outside. It's 2-0. Left-hander is not much better. Just 185. He's been good overall this season. Lined into right field. That lands down for a base hit. Brendan Malone goes the opposite way. Leadoff single against Kelly. And how nice do those three runs feel now?
Very much so. A lot of insurance runs for Frisco, but would have been the tying run at first base and the go-ahead run at the plate has now turned into a little bit more room for error.
Nate Nankill steps in. 1-0. Nankill doubled in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-3. Midland in danger of falling behind. 3-0 in this series. 1-1. Tomorrow, the Riders and Rockhounds will meet for Game 4. Should be yet another strong pitching matchup. And that's into right field. And that lands down for a base hit. So back-to-back singles by righties against Jackson Kelly beginning this top of the ninth inning. Very surprising.
Late game has been an area in which Midland has struggled in this series so far. But a nice swing that time from Nankill, sending it to the opposite side. Now a little bit of trouble for Kelly on the mound.
Gets a quick visit from Marrero. Good news is Kelly has been a good ground ball pitcher this year, so double play is not out of the question with Tommy White coming in. Well, tomorrow, 7:05 game, 6:50 Cacique pregame show. Josh Steven gets the ball for the Riders. 5-5 with a 4.95 ERA this season against Chen Zhang-Aozhuang. 0-1 to White. Zhang Aozhuang, 5-10 with a 4.23 ERA. Popped him up down the left side. Rodriguez giving chase, and it's out of play. No balls and two strikes. White 0-3 today. Hit the ball very hard a couple of times, including 104 off the bat in the second. But grounded out. Two aboard, nobody out. Slider misses. One ball and two strikes. David Davalio, phenomenal tonight. 7 shutout innings. White just catches a piece, and it's still 1-2. Joey Danielson threw a scoreless 8th inning, allowing a base runner on a single with 2 outs, but kept it scoreless. And the Riders trying to pitch their 8th shutout this season. It would be their 3rd in the last 2 weeks. Just catches a piece. Riders up by 4 in this top of the 9th inning. Fouled it back again. Slider on the outside corner. Still 1-2. That's what Kelly wants to do, especially to righties. He wants to pour that slider in. He can throw it for strikes. He can get chase with it, especially off the outside corner. He backdoors it well to lefties. Four foul balls in this plate appearance. Late swing, he fights it foul. You see that swing, and you could be reminded of Bo Bichette, somebody who Tommy grew up watching and saw him training in the same area as him in Tampa, Florida. He watched him from afar and really liked to emulate everything that he did. He said he didn't purposefully emulate his swing off of him, but he sees the similarities. And he strikes out swinging. One down in the 9th inning.
That was a battle that time for Kelly. A very prolonged at-bat. Tommy White made him work, but Kelly ultimately was able to power his way through. Stuck with his stuff and got a big out number one despite the pitch count going up.
Turn to the high fastball. Jared Dickey now. And there's a first pitch strike. Dickey 0-3 tonight. He was robbed by Caber Rodriguez in the second when he cued one off the end of the bat. Rodriguez made a great barehanded play. First to have reached in this top of the 9th inning on singles. And misses the outer edge. One ball and one strike. Outfield playing very shallow. Sincali in center field. One and two. And with Davalio going 7, only 2 bullpen arms for the Rough Riders, so a chance with Steven going tomorrow to have a fully rested bullpen. And hopefully Steven can pour in a strong start as well. But just in case, you have the guys in the back end. Dickey stays alive, and it's still 1-2, but that's what you want to have. It makes you a lot more at ease going into a game if you have the guys readily available in the bullpen, just in case. Kelly activated today, coming up from High A Hub City. Ch- just caught a piece of that one.
Zach, if we've learned anything about this series, it's that it always helps to have as many relievers as possible. There's been injuries, there's been command issues, and starters that have been taken out of the game early. This is just the first game in the series in which both pitchers have gone over three innings of work. In the case of Davalio, seven. So it was critical to have some extra arms readily available.
They certainly have performed well tonight. Well inside. The bullpen for Midland has been good tonight as well, with the exception of Shohei Tomioka, who allowed the three runs. There's a look at the boys on the Midland side. Into center field, Colley racing back, still running, still going. It's over his head and all the way to the wall. Malone comes in to score. Nankill gets the stop sign at third. It's an RBI double for Jared Dickey. And now that insurance looks huge in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Riders. The shutout is gone. It's now 4-1.
This was the high sinker there. And that was taken all the way over the shallow plate outfield. We've actually seen a couple of instances in this series of the outfield playing shallow. And the batters took what they could get. A high fly ball way deep in warning track power. And that's all Midland needed to be in business. Now has the tying run at the plate.
It's Joshua Kuroda Grauer. 0 for 3 today. Still just one out of the inning. No double play in order with runners at second and third. And now Marrero will go out and have a chat. And Frisco's bullpen will get up and start loosening. It's Ryan Lopez. So you have an emergency guy in the bullpen just in case. Here comes Julio Valdez to have a conversation and make sure Jackson Kelly's okay. Midland has three hits against him in this ninth inning. He's thrown 22 pitches.
Still a very precarious spot, too, with runners on second and third. You have little room for error, not to mention the double play is also off in this situation. Something that Kelly could have had in his back pocket. So a very tough spot here. And you start to feel it as well on your arm with 22 pitches. Feels like a desert a little bit.
Coming into this game, opponents were hitting just 197 against Kelly. He fits it in there, and it's 1-1. Down the right field line, Miesi's chasing, and it's just foul. So a one ball, two strike count now.
I think a big sigh of relief there for Kelly as well.
Infield back. They'll trade an out for a run. Fought off down the right field line and foul again.
Rockhounds have been very tough to put away in this ninth inning.
Foul ball after foul ball. That's 25 pitches, now 26 for Kelly. 11 of them have been foul balls. Popped up into short center field. Colley coming in. He's there, makes the catch. Nankill tags and bluffs. And the throw hits the cutoff man, Chavez. So there are two outs, and the Riders are one out away. Luke Mann stepping to the plate. Kelly has thrown 27 pitches. Let's see if Carlos Cardoza wants to stick with him or not. Cardoza directing his defense. He tells Luis Mieses and Wright to back up. Oh, and one on man. So outfield playing a little bit deeper. Infield playing the pole. Man is 0 for 3 today. Take a look at that infield. Playing the pole for the lefty. Chavez guarding the line at first. 0 and 2. Climbing the ladder. So the Rider is one strike away tonight. Second and third, two down. No balls, two strikes. One and two. Trying to get him to chase up and away. Couldn't get it. Kelly tries it again. A fly ball down the right side. Biggers over. He's there. That's the ball game. Riders take it. 4-1. They win their fourth in a row. They've won seven of their last eight. Frisco continues this very hot stretch, and they stave off a late comeback attempt by the Midland Rockhounds tonight. What a fantastic ball game for Frisco. David Davalio set the tone. He was the hero tonight. Seven shutout innings in his start, and he led the Rough Riders to their victory. Three eighth-inning runs kept the Riders in this game and made sure they won it at the end of the day here on this Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. That does it for us on the main show. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For Chris Poor and Ken Jones in the back end, for my partner Cedric Granger, I'm Zach Bigley. Stay tuned for the postgame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field.
Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Another day, another dollar for the Frisco Rough Riders. They win today 4-1 over the Midland Rockhounds. Welcome into the HEB Postgame Show. My name is Cedric Granger, and you heard from Zach Bigley in the broadcast what was a phenomenal win for the Rough Riders as they stack three straight wins, and they are now winners of seven of their last eight. This game a lot shorter than the first two in the series that were each 3 hours apiece.
And the Rough Riders, it started off pretty quickly for them. In the bottom of the first inning, Chavez drove in a run. Sebastian Walcott scored. And it was one where he reached on an error originally, so it was an unearned run against Gage Jump, his fifth unearned run that's been tagged on him for the last two games. But it was Frisco being opportunistic in that inning, a mistake by Midland's defense, and they made them pay immediately and gave themselves an early advantage. Then after that, it was all about the pitching of David Dalvalio. The number seven prospect in the Rangers organization was not just good, but terrific today. Seven innings of work, three hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout in the game. It wasn't really with the strikeout stuff that you can see from that one strikeout. It was all about getting ground balls, getting flyouts, getting weak contact, paired with some phenomenal defensive plays. We think about Keber Rodriguez at third base, had a fair-handed play to rob Jared Dickey of a base hit. At Franier Chavez at first base, who made a nice throw to home plate to rob a run away from Midland. That would have been the tying run. And then also a diving catch by Cam Cauley, who made a nice slide in center field to bring it down. So those big defensive plays paired with Dalvalio being efficient with his outing, just over 75 pitches in his outing for David Dalvalio, led to a stellar performance for him. He is now 2-2 for his record on the season, and his ERA drops down to 1.63. Losing pitcher is Gage Jump, 3 2/3 innings for him, two hits, one run, three strikeouts. The run he gave up wasn't an earned run. He had five runs given up, just one earned run in his last game. This game, no earned runs given up, yet he's still tagged with a loss. He's now 5-4 on the season. As for the rest of the scoring, it was 1-0 for a majority of the game until the bottom of the eighth inning. Aaron Zavala had a two-run double on a line drive to right field, and that brought home Keith Jones II and Jax Biggers and ignited the ballpark here on this Thursday. And then Sebastian Walcott had a high-hit single that dropped into no man's land in center field. And that allowed Aaron Zavala to score as he was sprinting his tail off as soon as that ball was off of the bat, thanks to it being a two-out situation. So a nice RBI there for Sebastian Walcott to try to break a little bit out of his slump. And then in the top of the ninth inning, one run came in for Midland to prevent the shutout. Jared Dickey had a RBI double driving in a run, and that was the only run of the day for Midland, who did scratch back a little bit in that ninth inning. They fought. They had the tying run at the plate and runners on second and third before Jax Biggers made the game-sealing catch and was able to get Jackson Kelly out of a grindy ninth inning. So once again, the Rough Riders, they win 4-1 over the Midland Rockhounds. This was a game that lasted 2 hours and 24 minutes at Riders Field today. 3,490 people attended this game, in which the first pitch time, it was 96 degrees, so a very hot day. Great day for Rowdy at the River, which was the promotion today, and they had some great energy making sure to chirp a little bit, get inside the heads of the opposing team, the Midland Rockhounds, and the Rough Riders are victorious. With that win, they move to 19-23 in the second half of the season, and 57-53. They're back to four games above 500 after being as low as two games below 500 last week. For the Midland Rockhounds, they are 17-25 in the second half. They continued their slide as the Rockhounds have now lost 11 of their last 15 games at a series loss against the Amarillo Sod Poodles last week, and right now on the brink of a series loss, trailing 0-3 in the series to the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a look around the Texas League and see if there was any shakeups in the standings. Something tells me there was a game that did go Frisco's way. You'll find out about it during the next segment of the postgame show. Riders win 4-1 over Midland.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a
hair! Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season.
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Post-game show continues on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. My name is Cedric Granger, taking you through the Texas League as the Rough Riders, they win a 4-1. Before we jump into that, let's take a look at the standings going into tonight. Springfield, 28-13. They're on top of the North Division, already have clinched a playoff spot. They've won 7 games in a row. The Tulsa Drillers in second place, they've won 5 in a row. Northwest Arkansas, they've won 3 in a row. They are 21-20, and then two teams at 20-21, Arkansas and Wichita, are at the bottom. In the South, it's 26-15 Amarillo going into tonight. 18-23 Frisco was second. 17-24 Midland third. San Antonio and Corpus Christi both struggling as of lately, losing 7 games and 5 games in a row, respectively. They are falling out of the playoff race bit by bit. So that's why we looked going into this nightcap. And now with Frisco winning, let's see how that changes things. In AA, looking at the Texas League tonight, first, of course, Frisco winning 4-1. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning, game is not over yet, but it's a good-looking score right now for the Rough Riders. Corpus Christi leads 9-6. Keep in mind, if Amarillo were to lose that game, Frisco would get to within 7 games of Amarillo, who is in first place and has the inside track for the Texas League playoff spot in the second half of the season. So it would be great for Frisco. They can stack a series win against Midland, and then for the Corpus Christi Hooks, the next team that Frisco will face, that's the team in which you want to see win if you're the Rough Riders, a big Corpus Christi fans for this week. San Antonio, another team in the playoff picture, but falling very quickly as they have lost a lot of guys due to the trade deadline, in which the Padres Major League Club got a lot stronger. However, their farm system got a lot weaker as a result of the trade. They lose to Red Hot Tulsa 5-1. The Drillers have won 6 games straight. They're an interesting team. Right now, as it looks like, Springfield is the headliner in the second half of the South. But since they've already clinched the playoff spot, it would go to who has the best record if Tulsa's not able to pass up Springfield. And right now that's Wichita, who is last place in the South standings. But the Drillers, they're trying to make a run for the playoffs after being one of the worst teams to begin the year. Other scores, Northwest Arkansas up 8-6 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Northwest Arkansas has done well in that series. They have won 3 games in a row, including the first 2 against the Travelers, and they're going to try to put away their rivals for the 3rd straight time. And then lastly, the Springfield Cardinals doing Springfield Cardinal things. They are up 8-1 over Wichita right now. 11 hits for the Cardinals as they just continue to dominate. As a reminder, they're the only team that has over 70 wins in the Texas League. Everyone else still has not reached 60. But Frisco getting a little bit closer now. They're 57 wins. And that Wichita game just went final. They just won officially 8-1. But Frisco kind of getting close there. Amarillo is 58. Frisco with 57 overall wins. But it really has been a phenomenal year for Springfield, and they certainly have the inside track for the Texas League championship. Now time to look around the Texas Rangers organization. The big league club with an off day after their series against the Diamondbacks. They'll take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. As for the rest of the farm system, the Hickory Crawdads played an extra inning game against the Charleston River Dogs. It was a 2-1 win for the River Dogs as Hickory falls to 59-51. They lost in walk-off fashion. In High A, it was a doubleheader between Brooklyn and Hub City. and they split it right down the middle. Spartanburgers took the first one, and then they lost the second one to Brooklyn as Hub City. They sit at 54-56 on the season. And then in AAA, it was Round Rock getting another victory over Sacramento. The pitching's been great in that series, and Round Rock wins 3-2. And once again, the Rangers, they are back in action tomorrow against the Blue Jays. So as it stands right now, Frisco hoping that Corpus Christi can close out the game and earn a 9-6 victory over Amarillo and make sure that Frisco can get within 7 games, just take it little by little. There's still 28 games left to go in the season, and there's a lot of ground to make up. But Frisco, all they can do is try to do their job and hope things work out for them. So they have to take it game by game. They did well today, though. They won 4-1 as they took down the Midland Rockhounds. They're up 3-0 in this 6-game series. With the win, the Rough Riders are once again 19-23, 57-53 overall. Midland, they fall to 17-25 and 56-55 overall. But that wraps up the postgame show. A good day in Frisco yet again. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. For our producer, Ken Jones, and our director, Chris Ford, and play-by-play broadcaster, the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, my name is Cedric Granger, wishing you a goodbye from Riders Field. We'll see you tomorrow for the Cacique pregame show starting at 6:05 in what should be a great matchup of two pitchers with a lot of experience on either side. So that'll be an exciting one tomorrow. Once again, first pitch at 7:05 and pregame show starts at 6:50. 4-1 win for the Rough Riders over the Rockhounds. Thank you for joining us for the broadcast on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork.